GM just updated their ADAS position statement, then updated it again, 6 weeks later. That's not a typo. The new language isn't soft guidance anymore. It's a mandate. Required. Not recommended. And Ford and Lincoln just dropped the same thing. Here's what that means for your shop Monday morning. If you're still citing the old GM position statement in your supplements, expect denials. Insurance companies will use version confusion against you. They're already doing it. Get the current documents, date them, and put them in your estimates by name. And here's what the industry cheerleaders are getting wrong. They're framing this like OEMs are finally coming to the rescue. Maybe. But OEMs writing stronger language only helps you if you're actually using it. Most shops aren't. They're still writing calibration per OEM with no spec, no document reference, no nothing. That one line is costing you supplement fights you should be winning. Probably $400 or $500 a car you're just walking away from. The CIC made it clear at SCRS2. Brian Herron said it straight. The repairer owns the responsibility for how that car gets fixed. Not the carrier. Not some third-party scan tool company. You. That's not a burden. That's leverage. Use it. Hot take to close. ASE building a calibration credential is good news. But if your shop is waiting for a certificate on the wall before you take ADAS seriously, you're already 2 years behind and falling.